Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Bridie Sharp. She is with Cleveland Days. Last year kind of got wiped out just like everything did. But they're back and they're going to have a lot of fun this year. Cleveland Days is always a lot of fun. It's coming up July 22nd through the 24th. We're going to talk about some of the events that are going to go on around it. And you know what? If you want to help out, they're looking for people to help out too. Bridie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me in, Dave.
Let's talk about Cleveland Days, because I've been going to Cleveland Days for at least the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's been going on much longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a lot of fun. And you guys tie so much into 3 days.
Yes.
And it all kicks off on the 22nd of July. And you've got a lot of stuff going on. Let's do a quick little rundown, just some of the highlights of that Thursday.
Okay, so Thursday we're starting down at our Pioneer Village that is just east of town. We're starting at 4 o'clock. Actually, that trap shoot is going to be out on the South Flat Road at Cheryl Ward's farm, and that is for ages 12 and older. At 6 o'clock, we're coming back into town down at the old cabins down there. There's a free hot dog dinner. If you come to it, we'd like people to bring salads, chips, desserts, beans, any kind of side dish is welcome. And that's a free hot dog dinner. There will be live entertainment, so bring your lawn chairs. We've got a great band coming from down south. It's a kid that was born and raised in Cleveland, Utah, and he's coming back home. And so we're really excited to have them there. We'll have a BB gun shoot for kids that are 6 and under, and also a BB gun shoot for kids that are 7 and older. A stick horse showdeo, and then to end that night off, we'll have a movie at the park up on Main Street, and we're watching Raya the Last Dragon. There will be concessions sold by our awesome youth council until 10:30 that night. So
I think the one thing we need to look at is the trap shoot. Do you have to pre-register for that, or how do you just show up?
No pre-registration. Just we're just asking that 12 years and older, and you can register out there. So
all right. And then on Friday's all about the kids, isn't it?
Yes. We love our kids of Cleveland. We are doing a kids' day. There's games, prizes. There will be pizza, water bottles. The kids will be given a card that they go around to each station, and that is $2 to get the card, and that will give them passes to all the games, all the prizes, a piece of pizza or a couple pieces of pizza until we run out, and then a water bottle as well.
And then you've got also that day, you've got bike races, you've mm-hmm. got a potluck lamb fry at 6 o'clock, and then from 8 to midnight, it's that Crossroads Band. Dancing and concessions, and that's all hosted by your youth council, and that'll end Friday night.
Yes.
Friday looks like a fun day if you're a kid. And then Saturday's the big day.
Yes.
You're going to kick off with the 5K run at 6:30. And who do they need to get in contact if they want to be a participant in that, and what's the cost on that one?
So Tara Hurst is in charge of our 5K run. At 6 o'clock is our registration. It's $20, and that gets you a T-shirt. And then the run actually starts at 6:30. Tara Hurst, I will give her phone number. It's 749-0286. If you have any questions or if you want to pre-register, give her a call. If you don't get pre-registered, that's fine. 6 o'clock Saturday morning, you can show up, do your registration, and that will get you a T-shirt, and you'll be able to run with us.
And then after the run, you'll have breakfast in the park.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a flag-raising ceremony by the American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock's a kids' parade, and then at 10:30, it's the grand parade out there. And who's in charge of that, and are you still looking for floats and entries for that one?
Yes, we'd love more floats and entries for our grand parade or our kids' parade, either one. Melissa Allred is in charge of the parade. Her number is 749-2478. You can give her a call if you'd like to register for our parade or be a part of it. We've got a car show that's going to be going on right after the parade. So a lot of those old cars that are registered for our car show will be in that parade as well.
You've got a fun horseshoe tourney, and then your food vendors and your races and your games and so much more. And then it all ends that night when it gets dark with the fireworks. And you said that you know, Huntington City's going to kind of help you guys put on the fireworks show on the 24th, and your guys' fire department's going to go help them. Is that how it's going to work this year?
Yes, yes.
And that is, of course, all pending. We're hoping that you can get to do that, right?
We are so hoping. We all know that fireworks is the best part of Cleveland Days, and we are just excited to be able to be back and have Cleveland Days. So we're hoping, yes, that fireworks are not canceled.
All right, and you said you're still looking for possibly fireworks sponsors and those kinds of things?
Yes.
If anyone's interested in sponsoring or helping out there at Cleveland Days, is it best to call Cleveland City, to call you? What's the easiest thing to do?
Yes. So Cleveland City's phone number is 653-2310. You can call the office. We're there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 to 2. Or you can give me a call on my cell phone. It's 749-0227. You can call me anytime.
All right, Bridie, thanks for coming in today. We're going to get you in a little bit later on when it gets closer to kind of solidify everything and get everything lined out. But hopefully this is going to be a great Cleveland Days, especially after missing last year. Thanks so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.